WACV.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump canceled the trip to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania this afternoon, where his lawyers plan to meet with Republican state lawmakers about claims of election fraud. The trip was never officially announced, but preparations were made. Pennsylvania's Electoral College votes were certified for Joe Biden yesterday, and another world leader has congratulated him on winning the election.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is congratulating President-elect Biden, saying in a message that he hopes for what he calls win-win cooperation as the U.S. and China clash over trade, technology, and security.
Fox's Simon Owen. Unemployment claims are up again.
There were 778,000 initial jobless claims. Continuing claims also disappointed at 6.07 million. The claims were spread across states, and those with sharp increases in virus cases, such as Ohio and Illinois, also saw a large rise in claims.
Fox's Lillian Wu. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very active weather pattern for the next several days. Storm system number one affecting us with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A better chance of showers and storms by this evening and tonight. Some storms could be on the strong side. Quite breezy today, high in the mid-70s. We'll also be in the mid-70s on Thanksgiving with a small chance of leftover showers tomorrow through at least midday. Then on Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, but a better chance Friday night and into Iron Bowl Saturday. But the main event on that weekend storm system will be Sunday, especially Sunday evening and Sunday night with possible severe weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Macon County authorities have identified the man whose body was found earlier this week. Sheriff Andre Brunson says 27-year-old Jonathan Daniel was found dead Monday on Pistol Range Road in Notasulga. Brunson says one person is in custody. They are looking for more suspects. Coronavirus hospitalizations are now above 1,400 in Alabama. The Department of Public Health says more than 30,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 3,000 people have died from COVID-19 across the state. And Governor Kay Ivey has ordered the flags at the Capitol be lowered in honor of former state representative Alvin Holmes, who passed away on Saturday. Holmes served in the state legislature for 44 years. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that, except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Early in the 17th century, a group of people called the Pilgrims wanted to reform and purify England's churches. As a result of their efforts, they were persecuted. So they sailed to the Netherlands, also known as Holland, seeking religious freedom. After 12 years in Holland, where they struggled to make a living and felt threatened by the permissive Dutch society, the Pilgrims decided to seek refuge in a place where they could create a society that matched their religious ideals. In exchange for 7 years of work, the Puritans persuaded a London stock company to finance their journey to the New World. In September 1620, 102 passengers set sail from Plymouth, England, on a ship called the Mayflower. The journey took 65 days and was filled with much difficulty. Bad storms weakened the ship and caused many leaks. Many passengers were cold and damp for much of the journey, and others were concerned that they wouldn't even survive. Though many were sick and one person died, they did make it. On December 11, 1620, the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock and began to explore the surrounding area for a suitable place to build their colony. They chose Plymouth because it had an excellent harbor and a large brook in which to catch fish to eat. While living on the Mayflower and ferrying back and forth to land, the Pilgrims built their houses and barns. Construction was hindered by exceptionally heavy snow and intense cold, but the settlement was completed in late March 1621. Their success was dampened by great sorrow. Nearly half of their original group died that first winter. Besides survival, the Pilgrims were concerned that the Native American Indians would attack them. To their surprise, an Indian named Samoset walked right into the colony and welcomed them in broken English. Samoset was from an Indian tribe in Maine and had picked up a few English words from the fishermen who came into the harbors there. He told them also of another Indian named Squanto, a native of that place who had been in England and could speak better English than he. The Pilgrims used the opportunity to negotiate a peace treaty and to establish trading relations. Squanto's importance to the Pilgrims was enormous, and it can be said that they would not have survived without his help. It was Squanto who taught the Pilgrims how to tap the maple trees for sap, how to plant Indian corn and other crops, and how to tell which plants were poisonous and which could be used as medicine. As a result, they had a bountiful harvest that provided food for the coming winter. The Pilgrims had much to celebrate. Although nearly half of their people died, they had successfully built homes in the wilderness, raised enough crops to keep them alive during the long coming winter, and they were at peace with their Indian neighbors. It was time to give thanks. The Pilgrim governor, William Bradford, proclaimed a day of thanksgiving to God for helping them survive the brutal winter. They invited Squanto and the other Indians to join them in their celebration. Their chief, Massasoit, and 90 braves came to the celebration, which lasted for 3 days. Two years later, the colony suffered a drought, and Governor Bradford ordered a day of fasting and prayer. It is reported that soon afterward it began to rain. To celebrate God's answer to prayer, November 29th was proclaimed a day of thanksgiving. This date is believed to be the beginning of the present-day Thanksgiving Day, which is held on the fourth Thursday of November. The custom of an annual Thanksgiving celebration held after the harvest continued, but it became a national observance under Presidents George Washington in 1789 and Abraham Lincoln in 1863. Only after Lincoln did Thanksgiving become an annual observance. Thanksgiving weekend has become one of the busiest travel periods of the year because it is a 4 to 5 day vacation for many schools and some businesses. It has also become the beginning of the Christmas buying season. Many people today observe the holiday by watching professional football games, Thanksgiving TV programs, and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade held in New York City. Thanksgiving is a time when families gather and enjoy time together. Many families give thanks to God for His goodness and faithfulness to them. Regardless of one's religious beliefs, most families will share a large meal together of turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes with gravy, sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, sweet corn, and pumpkin pie. Afterwards, family members may share what they are thankful for from that year.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Show 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Thanksgiving Eve. The stock market is down 146 points. The temperature outside has changed a little bit. It's 73 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm ready for Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
Several announcements here. Number one, Vintage Year Hamburger Night was spectacular last night. Did the Fox Burger.
Mm.
And it was really, really good.
Don't have that has the caramelized onions, right? Or
that's another one, but it has the onion straw on it, which is why I get it. The other one has caramelized onions. It is really good, and fries were great. A couple of announcements here. Sweet Creek Farm Market has got pies. Did I mention cakes? And they'll be closing early today, so go down and get in on the pies and the cakes. They have a great selection. You will not go wrong buying a Sweet Creek Farm Market pie or cake for Thanksgiving or game day. They also have a chicken special. I think I heard him right when he said five for $20. They have the $22. For two slabs of ribs and $25 for the Boston Butt, 280 Farm. If you want to get your order in, pick it up on Friday. Of course, they'll be closed on T-Day. Went down this morning. First thing, went down to Don Duncan Tire and Auto and got my car checked out because I'm going to be doing some traveling. And I had a indicator light on there that low pressure in the tire. I was worried it had a nail in it or something. Looked at it, got it all balanced. Went in and got on the highway. It drove like a charm. You don't realize if your car is just slightly out of balance, it doesn't drive nearly as smoothly. And they vacuumed it, of course, like they do. Those kind of things. They're just great folks. So if you're going to be on the road, you need to drive by Don Duncan and say hi to them and
Get them to check out your car. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Okay, today is Thanksgiving Eve show. We'd love to know what you're thankful for, what some of your plans are for Thanksgiving, what's different 2020 compared to other years. And it's funny, in talking to people about that, everybody seems to be doing cut down small size Thanksgivings here. Is your family doing your traditional?
No, real downsize.
It is downsize? But I've mentioned to you guys that if you want to buy a big turkey and eat on it for like a month, they are big time on sale because nobody was buying big old butterball turkeys. Everybody, turkey breasts were it, or small turkeys or Cornish hens were the other big thing. Matter of fact, I was in Whole Foods. They had sold out of their Cornish hens. I did that one year. I did the pheasant, Cornish hen pheasant that was great. It's really high quality, and is particularly for a small group, but they were sold out. So we're going to be doing that on Friday. We'll be doing the Iron Bowl edition. We'll be taking guests on scores for the Alabama-Auburn game. We'll be live from 12 to 2. We're putting a $50 gift card from Sweet Creek Farm Market behind that selection. Also, if you want to get in on the drawing, there are not many people in either drawing, and we only have today and Friday left. So if you want to get in, you need to give me a call at 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the lovable East of the Rockies. East, how are you?
Hey, listen, you pulled my string when you said, what are you thankful for? And I'm thankful for so many things. I'm glad I'm breathing. But what I need to be thankful for, and I'm not pandering to you or to Reed, I'm thankful for Sweet Creek Farm Market. I spent my birthday with my nephews, 3 and 5, there, and had so much fun just watching them have fun. And that was such a blast, Dan. And you know, I've got you largely to thank for that.
Well, I'm glad that. I tell you one thing. I've had a lot of sponsors and advertisers on the show, and I really am very picky about who I advertise and who I talk about. But I tell you what, Reed Ingram and Karen outperform all the time. I have people tell me, I went down because of you, and I'm a loyal fan now.
Well, they're the real article, and one of the things that I just enjoyed, and I didn't bother them, I'm walking around with a mask on, you know, and I really enjoyed watching Reed and his wife just taking care of the people, you know, and that is, there's a special quality for them. I mean, they look them right in the eye and say, hey, what can I help you with? I'm glad you enjoy that. You know, I mean, that's something that's so rare in today's world. And so I'm thankful for that. And also, I would like to have my name put in the pot, 1121.
You got it. You're in, my friend. And we're going to do that drawing on Friday at 1:30, because we'll be dark at 2:30. We'll be replay at 2:30. So listen in, because I want you to get that for the Iron Bowl.
Hey, listen, that would be a blast. And Daniel, you have a good Thanksgiving. Joey, you too. And you guys have a great holiday.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Happy Thanksgiving, niece.
Okay, let's see here. You got everything? You had all the emails I sent you?
Yes, I believe so.
Good, good, good. Biden transition was certainly part of the conversation. Michael Flynn was part of the conversation in the news cycle. A couple of things that I feel obligated I need to tell you things that I'm hearing. I will reflect on this, that this could be wishful thinking, but the Michael Flynn, watch for the timing of this. The quicker the Michael Flynn thing is versus more towards the January 20th, the more the perception is that Michael Flynn needs to be set loose so he can be talking about the Mueller people and getting out and talking about how bad they are in front of people, such as a grand jury. So the faster something like that happens, the more I would lean towards that being the explanation, other than Michael Flynn was mistreated and they do something to get out of the door. The fact that it is so out there about this, that's really pinging around, tells me there may be something a little bit different than what you think on the surface. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to call and wish you guys a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I appreciate that. What are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
I don't know. Try to find me some turkey legs, put them on the grill, I think.
There we go. Well, you better hurry up because I went by the grocery store coming back from Don Duncan. I was shocked at how many people were there. I didn't even go in. There were so many people.
Well, you know, turkey legs come in three to a package. You can't just buy one or two. Yeah, they come in threes. So
okay.
I don't know why. You know, it's hard for a single man to cook for himself. So you got too much to cook.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. I bet you can find a turkey leg all by itself somewhere. And how many turkeys do you know that have three legs?
None.
Okay.
How does that work out?
Well, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, but I agree with you. Being a single guy sometimes is like what I do now is I cook spaghetti, but I freeze a whole bunch of it, so I have spaghetti there. When I cook a steak, I can't eat it all, so I eat the rest of it the next time unless I have company.
Yes, sir, and I hope that your listeners out there, they have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, and be thankful. You know, we got the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, so, and we're still here.
There you go, Clint. There you go. That's it.
And put me in Sweet Creek, too.
You got
I've been down there several times, and that's a great place to go.
It really is. I tell you, it really is. I've got some people coming in. I'm going to take them down Saturday pregame to show them Sweet Creek, so long the weather holds up, and I think it will. Did you get his birthday? Need birthday again, Clint.
6/12. And Mr. Ringham, Ingham. He's a good guy, and his wife is, too. They're just good people.
He is, indeed. They are the Ingram family, top to bottom, are great, whether it's the extended family, their cousins down to Reed and his family. Did you get that 6/12? Joey said you're in.
All right, sir. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Pam. Jim, coming back to you right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Metro Fitness has been voted the best health club in Montgomery again this year. We're inviting you to see why. 55 group fitness classes a week, an indoor track, functional fitness zone, plus your traditional cardio and your weight room. All this for one price under one roof. Different membership options are available. Come try us out and receive 7 days free. MetroFitness.com.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon for 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online this Friday only. Find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list from some of our best brands and more. Save big on Black Friday with 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online only at Ace. Must present coupon or redeem. Offer valid at participating stores and acehardware.com on regular priced items. Limit one. Exclusions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I've got a great idea for you. Beat the Black Friday rush and go to Dillon Wings today. Go see the gang there. Go see Josh and Leslie. They're on Brown Springs Road, 119 Brown Springs Road, coming from AUM on Brown Springs Road on the right-hand side, right before you get to Atlanta Highway. Josh is a creative guy, and what you want is a creation by Josh for that special person. Guys, don't wait till the last minute. Get something good, get something creative, get something custom for your special one. From Dillon Wings, give them a call, 334-215-3669. I suggest getting an appointment with Josh, particularly if you're thinking about doing a custom piece. And take some of your old jewelry there and say, what can you do with this? And let's create a new story from that jewelry. Go see them, 334-215-3669, Dillon Rings. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Pam. Pam, how are you today, my dear?
Hello, Dan Morris. How are you?
I am really good.
I am loving your show every day, and I wanted to call and wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. And I wanted to mention the gentleman that just called on the radio that was asking about smoked turkey legs.
Yep.
We have them at Publix in Prattville, and they're individually wrapped, and they're really good. So I just wanted to mention that in case he's looking for one and can't find one.
Pam, I've got to ask you, do you work at Publix in Prattville?
I do. I love my job. I love to shop there, and I absolutely love your show. I listen to you every day. I don't go to work till 1 every day, so I get to listen to you every day. Every day when you come on at 12.
Wow. Do you know Marty, who's store manager, one of the store managers in Montgomery, is now on the Vaughan Road one?
I do not know him. I'm in the public store. That I just had my two-year anniversary yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I absolutely love Publix. And I also wanted to ask you if I could get in on the Sweet Creek drawing on Friday.
Would you like to get in?
I would love to.
Give me your month and day of birth.
November 22nd.
Would you like to get in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing?
No, that's okay. Just the Sweet Creek.
Okay, Pam. I really appreciate you calling. Are you also a first-time caller?
I am not a first-time caller. I actually won on your radio about a year ago some delicious ribs from Sweet Creek.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm not first-time caller, but wow, those ribs were delicious.
Well, I am so glad you're listening. Congratulations on your two-year anniversary. You're right. I tell you, Publix is a great company. You guys, I remember I went to my first Publix down in Florida. My brother and I dropped by there, and he said, you got to see this place. I went in, and everybody was so nice, and he was kind of telling me the philosophy of Bubbitz Corporation. I said, I'm not sure you can find this many nice people in Montgomery, and but y'all did, because your staff is so nice and so good. And what I'll do is I'll go up to Prattville, and y'all have a huge store. Huge store. Yes, I think it's the biggest one in the River Region, isn't it?
I think there may be one in Montgomery. Actually, I think Prattville's I think our store is the biggest.
I think there's
another one in Montgomery that's real close. But I think yours is huge.
I think yours is the biggest. I think the Vaughan Road Publix is the second largest. But I remember I was trying to get some stuff there, and I was at one end of the store, and I said, where do I find sliced black olives? Now, I thought he was going to tell me, that's aisle 5 on the right-hand side. He was on the far left-hand side of your store, walked me all the way over, and you know where they are in your store. They're only like the third aisle down. He walked me all the way there and said, there they are right there. I was going, I said, you win the Person of the Day Award for being so nice.
Well, we try to do that for all of you all the time. You're treated like royalty when you come in public. That's what we're trained, so that's what we're supposed to do.
I like that. So I need to wear my crown and my robe when I come into public?
Just know if you don't have it with you, that's the way you're going to be treated every time you come in public.
Well, Pam, you have cheered me up today, and I appreciate you calling and listening. Friday, we're going to do that drawing at 1:30. You'll probably be at work at that time, but you can call in and find out if you won. Because do you have to work on Saturday and Sundays?
I am off Saturday. I'm going to watch football all day. I'm so excited.
Okay, now think about this: watching football, and you have a $60 Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card.
Now, oh, well.
Would that not be heavy? I mean, you could get the ribs. You could get the Boston butt. You could get cakes and pies. You could get preserves. You could get salsa. You could get Cuban sandwich. You could get so many things. Wouldn't that game be a lot better? Now, are you an Auburn or Alabama fan?
I am Alabama first, but I love the SEC. My son is Auburn, and his girlfriend is a student at Auburn, so I love the SEC, but I'm Alabama first.
That's the way I am. I'm an unusual Alabama fan. I root for Auburn with the exception of the Iron Bowl, because I want Auburn to have the best team when the Iron Bowl happens.
That's right. Me too.
Pam, I have thoroughly enjoyed talking to you. Call back at 1:30 tomorrow or a little after, and see if you're a winner, okay?
Okay, on Friday?
On Friday. That's
okay,
it
I will do.
Thanks, Pam.
That's okay. Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, let me ask you this. Are y'all open at all tomorrow?
We are not open tomorrow.
Are all Publix closed tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Pam.
So we will all be with our families. Thank you so much. I love your show, and I will call Friday.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I love calls like that. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very active weather pattern for the next several days. Storm system number one affecting us with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A better chance of showers and storms by this evening and tonight. Some storms could be on the strong side. Quite breezy today, high in the mid-70s. We'll also be in the mid-70s on Thanksgiving with a small chance of leftover showers tomorrow through at least midday. Then on Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, but a better chance Friday night and into Iron Bowl Saturday. But the main event on that weekend storm system will be Sunday, especially Sunday evening and Sunday night with possible severe weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors has been in the car business for over 80 years. We want to thank our customers for making that possible. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Jim, how in the world are you?
Can you hear me all right?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm up here. I hate to disappoint the Fuhrer, Dr. Fauci, but I'm up here at Prattville on the exit 179, and it looks like the whole city of Prattville is going somewhere. I mean, the traveling's unbelievable off the interstate. All these fast food places are wrapped up, and people are traveling. I mean, I think they're just fed up with it.
It's,
and they're getting out. I know.
So the interstate's real quiet right now?
Yeah, it is. It is like a parking lot.
Oh, wow. Don't have
a lot. It's not bad, but it's moving. And this 179 exit is a big stopping off place for everybody for gas.
Of course.
Get something to eat, and it's just unbelievable. But anyways, I'm having my regular Thanksgiving. I don't care what they say.
Good for you, Jim.
In fact, I'm going to have Thursday and Friday Thanksgiving.
I like that.
I'm going to have it twice. And then I got my kids coming in and the grandkids, and then I'm going down to spend the night Friday, and I'm getting up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and me and my two daughters and my granddaughter are headed to Gainesville, and we're going to watch the Florida Gators.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Kentucky.
Y'all will kill them.
Yeah, but it'll be fun. It's a noon game, and we can get down there, and it's about a 295 miles, I think, from Op down there, and then we should be able to get back about 7 o'clock in the evening, 8 o'clock, so won't be too bad.
So you suspect that Florida will be in the SEC championship game?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't see anything standing in their way. We got all the not too many. We got Kentucky and Tennessee, and we're supposed to play LSU the last game, but I don't know about that. That's
well, y'all are supposed to play LSU, and then we're Alabama has to pick up with LSU. I'm not sure if that's going to happen, though.
It can't, because they're both the only time we can play them is on the 12th, and can't both of us. Well, we could play them back to back. I tell you, let us play them first, and Alabama can they can travel and play at Alabama that night.
That will tire them out. Well,
yeah.
Jim, I'm glad that you're having a traditional Thanksgiving. I want you to enjoy your Thanksgiving time and your time with your daughters heading down to Gainesville.
Yep, it's going to be a good time. I'll be slap wore out Sunday, but it'll be worth it.
Absolutely. It should be a good game. I'll be watching and I'll be looking for you in the stands.
Yeah, I'll be the crazy guy up there, old guy. You'll be able to say, but, hey, there's only about 25% capacity, so, you know, should be able to.
How did you swing tickets for that?
I have no idea. I was thoroughly surprised. My daughter came to my house Monday, and it was the doorbell rang. It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I went to the door, and it's my daughter and my granddaughter, and they got these out Florida Gator shirts on, and my granddaughter got some pom poms, and they're saying, she said, "We're going to Gainesville."
Oh wow!
So they surprised me. She got on there and got 4 tickets. So.
That is great. Well, y'all have a safe trip.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I hope y'all have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you. Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000. That's a number you definitely need to remember. Let them save you some money like they saved me some money on refinancing my house and kind of bundling up some other things. But if you have a VA loan and you live in the house, I would give them a call like today. 567-9000. Just give me your interest rate. If you're anywhere in the threes or higher, high threes or higher, they're going to save you money, I promise you. The mortgage rates are in the twos right now. I thought I'd hit the bottom. It's actually lower right now than what I had paid. I'm about a quarter of a point off from the low where it is right now. But guys, take advantage of it. I mean, if you, for example, you want them to run the numbers for you. If you've got a 3.5% or 3.75% loan and you can get a 2.5% or 2.625%, they can run the numbers for you and tell you what the closing costs will be and what your payments will be and tell you what, if it's a good deal. As I tell my clients, let the number tell you what to do. Just get the similar number of years or less. So if you have 25 years left on your loan, do 20 or 25 and see if the mortgage payment is lower. The mortgage payment is lower, you're saving money. Mortgage Corporation of the South, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Cranky. How are you, my man?
Oh, so far so good. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Joey and everybody listening.
Well, thank you very much.
Even the liberals that are listening. I just, you know, one thing I got to point out, I don't mean to make you look bad or anything, you know, you get on a roll and just rocking and rolling, but then days like today, I mean, Dan, everybody knows that the turkeys that are grown on the corporate farms where they use the growth hormones, they all get three legs. They do that. Quite honestly, I'm kind of embarrassed for you that you didn't know that.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember the three-legged chicken story by Ronald Reagan.
Well, there was a thing I saw on Facebook, so it means it's true if it's on Facebook, but the package said chicken legs, and the guy took it to the cashier, and he asked the cashier, "Are these the front legs or the back legs?" And the girl went and asked the manager.
Oh, no.
She came walking back up and said, "Real funny, real, real funny."
Yeah, so, really.
Anyhow, I won't hold it up. Put me in for the Sweet Creek, and I agree with East. That's a treasure down there on the Troy Highway. That's good stuff.
Give me your month and day of birth.
Same as Julius Caesar, July 12th.
You're in, my friend.
Thanks, y'all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You
and,
too.
Always enjoy listening.
Thanks, Cranky. Valerie, welcome aboard the Damar ship.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm really good. How is Valerie today?
I'm doing great. Hi, Joey. How are you?
Doing well, Valerie. Sounds like you're doing well.
I am. I'm about to go, and we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving early because my daughter came into town. The one thing that I want to watch and I want y'all to talk about is I want to see how busy it is on Black Friday, because we are limited to how many people we're supposed to have and not exposing ourselves and all this. I'd like to see how busy it is on Black Friday.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. See, now, you said you're starting, are you doing Thanksgiving tonight, or are you just starting?
We are.
So
no, we're doing it early because my daughter and her husband has family down in Mobile, so they came and we're going to have it here, and then they can have the Thanksgiving down in Mobile.
Oh, wow. And then join Weight Watchers.
Well, really.
that's a lot of sleeping you get with two Thanksgiving meals.
Well, yeah, usually, and when you're married, you know, you have to go and visit family. And
oh no, that was a situation in my house. We had to do Thanksgiving at her house and Thanksgiving at my house.
Right.
And same thing on Christmas. We used to get up with a little 3-year-old. And drive from Starkville, Mississippi to Montgomery on Christmas Day so we could do both Christmases.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Well, they're coming from Charlotte, and so they came early, and we're going to celebrate her family here and then his family down in Mobile. So it's going to be nice. I'm glad that they came. I mean, that was one of the things that they were debating because of their saying that you should, you know, stay at home and not travel and do those things. So,
yeah. Valerie, I bet you're not scared of no COVID, are you?
No, I'm not.
Now, I want you to do something for me. When you're out and about on Black Friday, my show will be live that day from 12 to 2. I want you to call in and give us a Black Friday report.
I will. I got a feeling it's going to be busy. I mean, we're able to go out on the base, and the base, BX has got back Black Friday all planned out. So that tells you, you know, start thinking about that. Everybody ought to go, why is it that we can't do this something with family and something that's important as Thanksgiving, but we can shop on Black Friday?
Yeah, I haven't figured that one out myself. But if I'm around family, I'm not going to sit there and wear a mask sitting with my boys in the living room drinking scotch.
Right.
I'm gonna let the scotch kill the germs.
There you go. It's got to be good scotch, you know.
Yeah, it's very good scotch. Valerie, I appreciate the telephone call, my dear.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I'll look forward to talking to you on Friday. Let me go to a break. JR, coming back to you after this.
Dan Morris Show.
That I'd come running to you in the end. I thought that you were on your own. And now I find you're not alone.
Not alone.
I'll see you through the rain.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The holidays are here, and we are at Wholesale Hunter, Fire Tower Road, and also Highway 14. With me today is owner Jason. Jason, you guys always do a magnificent job.
I just wanted to thank everyone for their continued business and support through this year. I know it's been rough on everybody, but I wanted to remind people that they can come see our fine selection of rifles, shotguns, and pistols. We're getting shipments of ammo in every day. You can also visit us online at wholesalehunter.com. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
When the lights go down in the city. 272-9228. Hey, JR, hang on for me, please. I've got some breaking news here. Joey, let the audience in on what we just got.
Yes, as folks know, the Pennsylvania case for the Trump campaign has been appealed to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, but there's another lawsuit being brought by, you might remember from impeachment, Mike Kelly. And a Commonwealth Court judge, Patricia A. McCullough, has entered a preliminary order today granting an evidentiary hearing on a lawsuit brought by Mike Kelly. And they're looking into the expansion of no-excuse mail-in voting, violating the Commonwealth's constitutional limits on who can cast an absentee ballot. So she has essentially temporarily paused certifying the 2020 election results until Friday, and they can have an evidentiary hearing.
And guess who's going to Pennsylvania today to meet with the Republican House and Senate members? Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
About the fraud that went on in Pennsylvania. That's interesting. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to J.R. I'm sure the press will poo-poo this. J.R., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, wanted to ask you, are there any judgeships still vacant?
Yes.
That we can get through? And how many, if you know?
There are a lot, number one. Mitch McConnell, he's going to have to put some razzle-dazzle on this, but he's kind of torn between the on the Georgia race and doing this. He thinks it might harm the Georgia race. This is what I understand. It's my group talking here. But there are hundreds of more appointees, but a lot of them haven't even gone through the first part of a hearing. So I think they're going to try to push some through, but not very many.
Okay. Well, that's sort of disappointing, but maybe all this stuff will work out. I haven't wished that Democrats cheated or didn't cheat. In other words, what I've been praying for is that if there was wrongdoing done, I just want justice. You know, I don't want anybody hurt that's not guilty of something.
Yep.
And if there wasn't anything done wrong, then, you know, I can live with it.
I hear you. And I think what we need to do is we need to have confidence in our voting system. And Dan Morris right now, I don't have confidence in our voting system. I don't have confidence in our DOJ. Now, if DOJ does something quickly, like does a special prosecutor, things like that, a special counsel and on Durham, I'll be much happier. But things are just not unfolding the way they said they were going to unfold.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And I don't like that.
Y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
You too, thanks. Okay, JR's out of the box. Let's do this. Let's not do the Thanksgiving thing since we did it earlier. Let's go to Jason Chaffetz was in on for Hannity last night. This is the setup. He's going to be talking about Team Biden picks.
Joe Biden tonight is signaling a return of the Washington swamp, picking a wave of establishment figures to staff his administration. For example, National Security Advisor pick Jake Sullivan defended the debunked Dirty Steel dossier as, quote, perfectly appropriate. And Secretary of State pick Tony Blinken actually opposed a terrorist label for Iran's Revolutionary Guard, a potential sign of a softer stance towards Tehran. And get this, according to new State Department documents, after joining Burisma Holdings, Hunter Biden, in a 2015 request, he wanted a one-on-one meeting with Blinken, highlighting yet another potential conflict of interest stemming from Hunter's nefarious dealings overseas. But of course, Democrats and the mob in the media can't help but swoon over the return of the swamp, even comparing Biden's cabinet picks to superheroes. Seriously, watch this.
The other thing I'll just say is I was talking to a Democrat who just said this also felt like the Avengers. It felt like we're being rescued from this craziness that we've all lived through from the last 4 years, and now here are the superheroes to come and save us all.
But we're also learning tonight that Biden's Department of Homeland Security pick, Alejandro Mayorkas, came under fire in an Obama-era Inspector General report for intervening to help Democrat-linked foreign investors in the EB-5 visa program. And rounding out Biden's picks is failed Iran negotiator John Kerry, who's been tapped as what's being called a climate envoy, whatever that means. So ask yourself, is the Democrats' bench really that thin that Joe Biden has to reach into the recycling bin and pick from the same failed group of establishment leftists to fill out his administration? Or are Democrats and the deep state so aligned that they can't be separated? Because what's clearer than ever tonight is that Joe Biden and company are committed to selling out to the swamp and abandoning the president's America First foreign policy. And perhaps no one summed it up better than Senator Marco Rubio, who tweeted, quote, Biden's cabinet picks went to Ivy League schools, have strong resumes, attended all the right conferences, and will be polite and orderly caretakers of America's decline.
Okay. The guy that is the DNI, this guy got called out for selling visas to Chinese. Sullivan said, and I've mentioned this on Monday, said that the Steele dossier was perfectly fine. And what they did with the Steele dossier was perfectly legitimate. I think Senate confirmation, assuming that you have a majority in there, I don't think the Senate, even if you don't have the majority, I don't think the Senate confirmation is going to be very pleasant for some of these people, particularly those two. But Blinken, yes. DNI is going to have a real problem. Sullivan does not have to be approved because of the NSA. But those two are going to get some backlash here. So we shall see in the fullness of time. Can I slip in one more in here?
I think so.
Let's do Devin Nunes on Sullivan and others.
Joining me now for reaction, Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett, along with the Republican Congressman Devin Nunes. Congressman, there's a consequence to America not having a debate on foreign policy. It's one of the strong points for Donald Trump. There is probably no better difference or bigger chasm between the difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump than foreign policy. When you see this cast of characters coming into play, how do you look at that from your vantage point?
Well, a couple things strike me, Jason, but I would say these guys really spend too much time watching Hollywood movies from that clip that you played earlier. Remember the last 4 years, it's been resistance. You know, it's like they're some kind of weird Star Wars freaks that had watched too many Star Wars movies. You know, now they're calling themselves the Avengers. The reality here is that these are people that are so dirty that they likely were involved in the dirty dossier itself.
Ooh.
And so we've interviewed Jake Sullivan, I believe, in our committee. We're going to have to go back and look at his testimony. I sometimes wonder, is this a pick because this is somebody who knows where all the bodies are buried? Or was this guy picked just because he went to all the right conferences? Either way, we're looking at turning back the advances that Donald Trump made, and I think to the surprise of everyone, and including myself, in terms of getting NATO to pay up, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, ensuring that our troops come home. So these are the types of things that were done over the last 4 years. I'm not sure what exactly their plans are, because Joe Biden really never came out of the basement to answer any of these questions during the campaign.
The Sullivan thing that he has testified, they're going to go back and listen to his testimony. That is going to be interesting. The MR Show is going to be back after our top of the hour break, Thanksgiving Eve edition. Going to be right back.